We're holding on Lamed Amud Bey's, let's with nine lines from the bottom, a few lines after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us a case. Now we've had so far that we know that Saras Erva is Potter from Chalitza and Yibum. So classic example. Classic example: Reuven is married to Shimon, to his brother Shimon's daughter, and he's also married to another woman. If Reuven then dies, then both his daughter and her tzara are potter from chalitza and yibum. So now our Mishnah dealt with a case where there was a suffet kiddushin or suffet gerushin over here. So for example, Reuven was Mekadesh Shimon's daughter, but it was a suffet whether the kiddushin were valid, or he divorced her, and it's a suffet whether the gerushin are valid. So now you have the problem. The tzara might be the tzara of an erva, she might not. Therefore, the Mishnah said they need chalitza and not yibum. Both of them really need chalitza, because both of them. So the one the erva herself isn't going to need anything because one way or the other, if she's mekudesh, then she's an erva, and if not, then she doesn't need yibum anyway. But the tzara is going to need chalitza or yibum. And the Mishnah had mentioned a few examples. The Mishnah had mentioned an example of suffet kiddushin, where he threw her the money or whatever it is for the kiddushin, and it landed. It's a suffet whether it was closer to him or to her. Then we said suffet gerushin were things like, for example, where the get is posel d'rabbanan. For example, he wrote it in his own handwriting, but there's no edim on it. So several other cases. One of them being that there's no date on it. So the Gemara pointed out, the Gemara started shtelling zich on the point that the Mishnah did not mention the case in Gerushin. Also, you could have Suffolk Karev laws, Lois Suffolk Karev law. Same idea. He could be throwing her the get, and it's a Suffolk whether it landed closer to him or to her. Why not? So Rabbah had said the reason is because since to begin with, she has a Cheskas Heter, because to begin with, she wasn't, because to begin with, she would have been mutter to marry anybody else if her husband dies. After all, she was the tzara of an erva. Now you're saying that you want to make her also misafik because maybe the gerushin for the erva were valid. Well, a suffik like that is not enough to take away her chazaka that she should be mutter to marry somebody else. So omalei abaya. So that's where we're up to, nine lines from the bottom. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya asks, Ihochi, if that's the logic you're saying, then in other words, let's work that out again. While they were married, then this tzara then this tzara would have been potter from chalitza and yibum. She had a chazaka of that because she's the tzara of an erva. Now you're telling me that her tzara, that her tzara, which is the erva herself, got suffolk gerushin. You're saying, therefore, on the basis of that, you have a suffolk whether now this tzara is able to do yibum or not, whether she's required to do yibum or chalitza or not. So as the Rabbah says, that suffolk is not reason enough to take away the chazaka. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya asks Rabbah, Ihochi, if so, by that same logic, the kiddushin nami nema, then why don't we say the same thing by the suffolk kiddushin? Why are we telling her that she's also to do yibum? Name, or let's say the same thing. After all, before she was niskadish, then that she had a chazaka of being mutter of being mutter to the yibum, or not before she got married. Actually, before in other words, so in other words, so he was married to her first. He's married for, let's give the women names. So we're going to be using over here soon diagram 156 to illustrate another point in the Gemara. So let's say we start saying that now. Let's say we have that Shimon had been Mekadesh Rochel. Let's say Shimon was married to Chana, and he was Mekadesh Rochel Misal. Now let's see, says Abaya. When he was first married to Chana, then she has a Cheskas Heter for Yibum. Because she's the only wife at that point, and she's not related to any of them, and therefore no problem. Now you're saying he was Mekadesh Rochel Misafik, and therefore Misafik at the Bala Oisra. So now you're saying because of the Suffolk, whether he was Mekadesh Rochel, that whether he was Mekadosh Rachel, who is, for example, Reuben's daughter, then you're saying because of that, that creates a suffix on Chana. Maybe she needs Yibum, maybe not. Say the same logic. When we suffix at the Bala Oistra, you want to ask her a suffix based on whether the Kiddushin with Rachel were valid. I'll task Renemi suffix. Don't ask her for Yibum based on the suffix. Why don't we say that? And the answer is the Gemara says, okay, Hosam Lachumra. Fine, what we're doing is we're saying over there, Lachumra, we're saying that she needs, it's true. Maybe we could say that we don't want to ask her misafik. We're not going to ask her misafik, but Lachumra, we'll say that she needs, Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Hai Chumra, do asya de kulahu. Well, isn't that a Chumra that could conceivably result in a Kula? Zimnin de ozil hu, or Makadish lala achoy se kiddushay vaday. Because one example could be where then he goes and is Makadish, her sister with Kiddushei Vaday. Meaning, so here we have diagram 156. Shimon, let's say, for example, he was already married to Chana. Now, he was Mekadosh Rachel Misafik. Rachel has a sister, Leah. Now he goes and is Mekadosh, or the other way around, let's say, he was Mekadosh Leah Misafik. Now he goes and is Mekadosh Rachel. So now the question is, is Rachel's Kiddushin valid? If he was in fact Mekudosh to if Leah is Mekudosh to him, then Rachel is off limits to him being his wife's sister. Therefore, the Kiddushin with her are not valid. And therefore, if somebody else goes in as Mekadosh Rachel, then those Kiddushin are effective. So that could so you have a chol, you're trying to be Machmir, but it comes to a kula. Inami, or another example, the Inami, Zimnin de Osa Acher Makadish Lalidok, Kiddushi Vaday. Or you can have the woman herself, that he was Makadish with Kiddushi Suffolk, somebody else in his Makadisher with Kiddushi Vaday. Same idea. He was Makadish Rochel with Kiddushi Suffolk. Now, is the Kiddushin valid or not? Somebody else comes in as Makadish or Kiddushi Vaday, and you're going to say on the basis of this Chumra that we're going to consider as if Rochel is already Makodish to Shimon, and therefore the other guy's Kiddushin have no effect, but maybe they do. So how can you say that? Just in order to be machmir, we're going to tell. Just in order to be machmir, we're going to tell the tzara to do chalitza. Doesn't that amount to saying that we're considering Rachel's or Leah's kedushin to be fully valid, and that can result in a kula? That can result in mistakenly being matir an eshes ish. So the answer is. And once we're saying that the tzara is not allowed to do yibum, amri, people are going to say to kama kiddushin, people are going to think that the original one was valid kiddushin, or de basra lav kiddushin, and the second one is not, where that might not be correct. So in the case of where he was Mekadosh first, where he was Mekadosh one sister and then the other, where he was Mekadosh, let's say, first Leah, then Rachel, and we're asking, so we're saying that, so we're going to be apt to say, well, given that we see that Chana is not doing, that we're asking Chana to do Yibum, that must be because Leah is definitely Mekudosh to Shimon. So now if he's Mekadosh Rachel later, people are going to think that it wasn't a valid Kiddushin. Well, but it might very well be because maybe he wasn't Mekudosh to Leah. And similarly, if he was Mekadosh Rachel with Kiddushei Safik, and now somebody else goes in and Mekadosh her, again, we're apt to say that, well, his Kiddushin with Rachel obviously must have been valid. Why else are we asking Chana for Yibum? So then people are going to think the other guy's Kiddushin are not valid, where they might very well be valid. So how could you use such logic, says Abaya? So the Gemara answers, okay, given to Kamatra Chas Chalitza, since you're requiring, in this case, Chana, to do Chalitza, Meida Yadi, the Chumra Ba'almahu, then people understand that the whole matter is only a Chumra. It's not necessarily that we know for sure, that she was definitely Mekodesh. They know that it's a Suffolk. So in other words, you're concerned that people are going to say, well, since she did chalitza, then it must be that it must have been that the one that he divorced was gerush in gemurim. Well, so actually that's the question. Fine, we know when it comes to the kedushei safek that it must have been just that we're saying that she can't do yibum only as a chumra ba'alma. So now, um, So now the Gemara asks, Yahaki Gedushin Nami Lisni. So in that case, still, we're back to the question. The Mishnah could have listed the example of Gedushin where you have Suffolk Gedushin, as in he threw her the get, and it's not sure where it landed. We're not sure where it landed, closer to him and closer to her. We should also mention it. The Litzrucha Chalitza. Let's do the same thing. We'll make her require Chalitza. We'll require her to, we'll require the Tzara to have Chalitza for the same reason. Rabbah was saying you don't need to because I'll pass your enemy Suffolk. But by the same logic, as we say, by Suffolk Kiddushin. Why don't we say by Suffolk Gerushin, same thing, Meku du Chalitza, Umeida Yadi de Chumra Ba'amahu. Again, people will realize that the whole thing is only a Chumra, which Rashi explains, and we have a diagram 157 to illustrate, that if we have a Suffolk, whether Shimon divorced Leah, and meanwhile Shimon has another wife, Hannah. So let's say that Hannah needs Chalitza, and it won't be we won't have a Chumra de Osili de Kula. People are not going to think that because he divorced Leah, then therefore people are going to think that because she needs Chalitza, that shows that it must be that Leah's Gerushin were valid. So we're not worried about that because people are going to realize that the whole thing was only a Chumra. Well, the Gemara asks,
we say the Suffolk is Doraisa, so it has to be the Chumra.
No, in other words, Chumra Ba'alma, no, because that's the thing. Rabbah was saying at the beginning that on Daraisa level, there wouldn't be a Suffolk over here because on a Daraisa level, Chana has a Chazaka of being Mutter. Because up until this point, when Shimon was married to Leah and to her, then she would have been Potter from Chalitza and Yibum, being the Tzara of an Erva. So now Rabbah was saying that the fact that now we have a Suffolk, whether the Gerushin with Leah was valid, is not enough to take away Chana's Chazaka. But the question is still, why don't we still require her to do Chalitza? Are you worried about that people might think, therefore, that Leah's Gerushin were valid and that could lead to problems, for example, if an unrelated man, Moshe, in this diagram, goes in as Makadish her and her sister, and we wouldn't know which Kedushin is valid. So the answer is people are going to realize that it's Chumra Ba'alma. They're going to realize we only made Chana have Chalitza just to be on the safe side, but not necessarily that it's definitive that Shimon was in fact divorced from Leah.
How do we know that the Chazaka de Raisa is stronger? One is stronger than the other.
Chazaka is a pretty strong thing. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, there's a whole sugya on the topic in Chulin. The Gemara points out over there, for example, whenever you shecht an animal, there could always be the possibility that there was a hole in the windpipe or in the esophagus right there where you shechted. So in that case, how could you ever be machter an animal? And the fact is that we are, because the chazaka is most animals don't have that. Similarly, the Gemara says over there, how could you ever convict a person and based and execute him on the basis of that he cursed his father or that he hit his father and wounded him? How do we know 100% for sure that this guy is his father? So in both those cases, we see that Chazaka allows us to do that. So we see Chazaka as a pretty powerful thing.
And here, what makes us believe that one Chazaka is stronger than the other?
Because where's the other chazaka? We don't have an opposing chazaka. We have a chazaka that Chana was potter from Chalitza and Yibum because she's the tzara, because Shimon's only other brother is Reuven, and she's the tzara of an erva to him. Leah being Reuven's daughter in diagram 157. Now you want to take away that chazaka on the basis of a suffolk. Maybe Shimon divorced Leah. Maybe he didn't. Rabbah says that suffolk is not strong enough to take away that chazaka. Chana still retains the chazaka that she's potter from Chalitza and Yibum. But now the Gemara is asking, still, by the same logic as Abaya is saying, that when it comes to Kiddushei Suffolk, that if we have the opposite situation, where Chana was first married to Shimon, then Shimon was Makadish Leah Misuffolk, and we're not sure, does that make Chana now the Tzoras Erva or not? So why don't we say so? And we're saying that she needs chalitza to be on the safe side, l'chumra. Well, then why don't we say the same thing? And we're not concerned with the Gemara saying that we're not concerned that that's going to lead to a kula because people will realize that that was only l'chumra. Meida yadi the Chumra Ba'alma, who, as it said on the top line, well, then, Ihochi Gerushin Nami Lisni. So it should say the same thing by the Gerushin. It should also mention the case of Gerushin in our Mishnah. The Litzrucha Chalitza, require Chana to get Chalitza. Same thing. Or maybe Yadi, the Chumra Ba'alma, who. People will realize that it's only we're only telling her to do Chalitza, to be on the safe side, but not that she's actually necessarily required to. So we're back to, why does the Mishnah mention the case of Suffolk Kiddushin, where he threw it, and we don't know whether it was closer to him or her, but we don't say that when it comes to Gerushin. So the Gemara answers, because by Gerushin, imata oima chaletzes misyabemes. Because if you say that Chana has to do chalitza, people are going to think that instead he could do yibum with her. Well, that might not be. After all, you have the chazaka tells us that she still is the tzara of an erva, the same chazaka that we wanted to use to say that she's potter from chalitza or yibum. The same chazaka would tell us that she still is the tzara of an erva, that Shimon's divorce of Leah was not effective because he threw the get and it landed closer to him within his four amas. And therefore, so if Reuben now goes and is miyabim chana, then he's doing an issur kares because she's tzoras erva to him. Nu, the Gemara asks, hochanami. So why don't you say the same thing about kiddushin? Imata oyma chalitzas misyabemes. The same problem. If you say that she needs chalitza, he's going to mistakenly think that he can do yibum with her as well. So the Gemara says, so what? But he's yabim, but in b'kach kum. Fine, if he does yibum with her, there's no problem because the original chazaka was that he has the heter to be miyabim her. After all, in the case where Shimon was makadish Leia Misafik, then it means, in other words, we know he was already married to Chana, so there was already a chazaka that she is up for Yibum to Reuven. Now you're saying because there's a Safik Kedushin with Leia, so now we're saying because there's a Safik Kedushin for Leia, so fine. On a Daraisa level, we would say, hey, that doesn't matter because the chazaka that she's still up for Yibum is stronger. Fine, you want to say that she should do Chalitza Misafik, fine, let her do Chalitza Misafik. If instead Reuven goes and is miyabim chana, then fine, it's no big deal because he can still base himself on the chazaka that she was available for him for yibum after all, that she wasn't in fact saras erva. So that's the difference. If she does yibum, then the chazaka tells us that he's done yibum with somebody to whom he's chayiv kardes, because he's tzoras erva, whereas in the other case, just the opposite, the chazaka tells us that he's doing yibum with somebody who is not tzoras erva. Because a chazaka kokaima, because again, she will not, because she goes based on her original chazaka, where to begin with, she had the heter to be miyabin. Okay. So that would explain that. The Gemara is going to go on with discussion in and out about that, and then we're going to revisit this on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Abaye is going to give another answer why the Mishnah is phrased the way it is. But first, let's deal with Rabba's understanding. Esve Abaye. So Abaye says, I have a contradiction. So you're telling me when we go based on Chazaka, then we're able to be matir on the basis of that. But we learn later on in the Masechta, Nafla Bayis Olaval Bas Achiv, if a house collapses on a person together with his brother's daughter, so he's married to this brother's daughter, and he and his wife were in the house together and the house collapsed on them. It doesn't necessarily mean that we specifically a house collapsing. We just mean the scenario is, in other words, that they're both dead, but we don't know which one died first. The Mishnah later on in the seventh parak. The Ein Yadua Ezimahem Mesushin, we don't know which of them died first. Now let's consider the possibilities. If he died first, then at the moment of his death, he's married to Bas Achiv as well as to another woman. Well, then that's the classic case of Tzoras Erva. So both of them are potter from Chalitza and Yibum. On the other hand, if she died first, then at the moment that he died, her Tzara was not the Tzara of an Erva anymore. Therefore, she would have to do Yibum. And the Mishnah says over there, Tzoras Achaletzes V'loimis Yabemes. So her Tzara is going to need Chalitza, not Yibum, for the same reason, because you have a Suffet. Now, Abaye says, what about Chazaka? Amai, why, based on your logic, why should we say that she needs chalitza and not yibum? Hochanami, here we should say the same thing. Neima ishezu b'cheskas heter v'shukai medes. This woman, the tzara, had the chazaka of being mutter to remarry after her husband dies because he was married, because after all, her tzara is Reuven's daughter. And when we suffic at the Bala Oistra, you want to ask her based on a suffix, what if her tzara, Reuven's daughter, died first? You should say the same thing. I'll task her enemy suffix. Don't ask her based on a suffix. Say that she doesn't need chalitza either. V'chitema hochanami l'chumra. Which, by the way, Tosfos points out, how is that more of a cheskas heter? After all, the fact of the matter is, both of them are dead. There's an equal chance that her tzara died first or that her husband died first. So Tosfos says, okay, because the fact is, let's consider, when the husband dies, she's mutter to remarry. When the erva dies before her or before her husband, then Still, you don't have Yibum yet. You need her husband to be dead also. So one way or the other, her husband has to be dead for us to even be talking about Yibum. Therefore, there's a greater likelihood that in fact she is mutter l'shuk, that she is mutter to marry somebody else. So based on that, say the same thing. Why should she be also? Why should she require chalitza in that case? When after all she has a chazaka of being mutter l'shuk on the grounds that her husband was also the husband of his brother's daughter. So you're going to give the same answer as before, that we're only going to require her to do chalitza based on a chumrah. The problem is, again, chumrah da'asi l'idei kulahu. Again, you have the same problem where that chula could conceivably result in a kula. For the same reason as before, once we say that she requires chalitza, people are going to think that she can do yibum as well. And if we were to do yibum, then the possibility is that the chazaka tells us that her brother-in-law, that her yavam is doing yibum with an isur kares because she had the chazaka of being tzaras erva. So why don't we say that? And the answer is gerushin deshchichi gazru b'rabbanan. Because to get divorced is fairly common, so therefore we might have a reason for the chachamim to be goyzer and say that, she should not do chalitza for the reason that we said she imata omechelatzes misyabemes, as opposed to. So gerushin is common enough. The chachamim would say don't do chalitza in that case, because we don't want people to mistakenly think that you do yibum in such a case, and then you'd be over on an isu kores, an isu doraisa. Mapolus to lo shchichi, as opposed to a building collapsing, is not that common. Lo gozru b'hu rabban, and therefore the chachamim didn't have a reason to be gozer on it. Even if you require her chalitza, people aren't going to say, look, the chachamim figured out which one died first. People know that the Chachamim are not Nevi'im. They have no way of knowing which one died which first between the husband and the first wife. So therefore, people aren't going to think that the Chalitza shows, look at that, we know for a fact that means that her Tzara died first. Therefore, she could just as well do Yibum. People are going to realize that's not the case. Inami, or another possibility, Gerushin, when it comes to the case of Suffolk Gerushin, the Kaima Erva, where after all the Erva is right there, her Tzara being there, who is the Erva is right there, the Kamuchach, and we can see, we see what the situation is. We see clearly that everybody can see that she was the Tzara of an Erva, and the Tzarasa Kamatzu Chasla Chalitza. So therefore, when we require the Tzara to do Chalitza, Amri, people are going to say to themselves, you know why? Because the Chachamim figured it out in the end. They had a suffix to begin with whether the get was valid or not. Eventually, they figured it out. Enough Adim came or whatever, and they figured out it was a valid get. So people are going to mistakenly think in that case that, well, if we figured out that the get for Leah was valid, well, then what's the problem? Let Reuven go ahead and do Yibum with Hannah. Meanwhile, that's not the case. They didn't find out whether it is. So therefore, let's not require Chana to do chalitza in that case. But when it comes to a collapsed building, how would the chachamim know? Like we said, the chachamim are not neviim to know which one died first. So the first answer is it's a matter of how common things are. Mapolis is not common enough, and in general, the chachamim don't make gzeiros on such rare situations. The second possibility is we're saying it's just a matter of people know what the limits of the Chachamim's knowledge are. When it comes to Gerushin, Suffolk Korev Law, obviously we can, people can see, you know what, it is possible eventually to find out the facts. We can replay the video or something and find out whether it was Korev Lo or Korev La, or we can get Edim or whatever, as opposed to Bayam HaPolos. Ultimately, there's no way of finding out. So therefore, when people see the Tzara getting Chalitza, they're not going to think that she could have done Yibum instead. Okay. So the Gemara asks, "Vegabe Gerushin Milay Tanan." So you're telling me that we never have an example of the Mishnah describing a case of Suffolk Gerushin involving throwing it and it landing closer to him or closer to her, and how that impinges on Yibum. In fact, so we're saying our Mishnah didn't mention it, and we're wondering why. Now let's revisit the basic point. In fact, we do have another case that mentions that point. So that being the case, why doesn't our Mishnah mention it? We learn in a Mishnah in Gittin. If the woman is standing in Rosh Hashanah, the Zerkei law, and he threw her the get, Karev law Megureshes, if it lands closer to her, meaning within, so the Gemara discusses in Gittin, how close does it have to be to her exactly versus how close to him. Anyway, so if he threw it closer to her, Megureshes, then the get is valid. Karev loy ain't a Megureshes, but if he throws it closer to himself, then she's not Megureshes. Mechtzal mechtzal, and if it was exactly in the middle, Megureshes ve'ain't a Megureshes, then she's divorced but not divorced. Ve'amrinan, and we explain there in the Gemara and Gittin Lamai Hilksa, what do you mean she's divorced and not divorced? In what sense is she divorced? That she's not divorced, we understand. In other words, that she's still considered if she wants to be free of her husband, she needs an actual get that is completely valid. But in what sense are we saying that she is Megureshes? So first of all, the koyin who asurale, number one, if the husband is a koyin, then he would be osur to her because maybe she's Megureshes. Or for that matter, if her husband then dies at that point and somebody else wants to marry her, if that somebody else is a Koyan, then he can't, because she might be Megureshes. And the other example is, they say over there, that if she's an Erva to the surviving brother, then her Tzara is going to need Chalitza. And yet, so there we don't say that we're concerned that if she does Chalitza, then we might think instead that she could do Yibum. So what are we saying in our Mishnah? We're saying that Rabbah was saying, our Mishnah deliberately left out the case of Korev Loi, Korev Lo, because in fact, in that case, we don't want her to do Chalitza, because then people might think that she can do Yibum instead, and then he's going to be over on Issu Kores. Well, we see in the Mishnah in Gittin, and the Gemara's explanation on it over there, that we do say that the Tzara needs Chalitza. So what's the difference? Between that Mishnah and our Mishnah? And the answer is Ha Itmar Allah. You know that there was said about that, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef to Amitavayu, that both Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef explained that Mishnah and Gittin to be talking about, Hoch B'shtei Kitei Edim Askinan, because there we're not talking about where we have a suffix, as in we're not sure where it fell. We actually have two sets of Edim, Achas Emeres Korev Lov, Achas Emeres Korev Loi, where you have two groups of Edim. One pair of Edim says that it landed closer to her, and the other one says that it landed closer to him. There we have a suffix Daraisa. There we can't say that we follow Chazaka, because now that we have a set of Edim on either side, now that overrides the Chazaka. So now, whereas our Mishnah is talking about over here, where you have, it's B'Vasachas, meaning Rashi says that you have one aid says it was closer to him, and one says that it was closer to her. So therefore, now one aid is not enough to take away the Chazaka. So therefore, we have to have, we have to look at the difference of what the Chazaka accomplishes. When it comes to Kiddushin, she has a heter on the basis of the Chazaka would have said that she's allowed to do Yibum. One aid is not enough to take away that Chazaka. So then we can say that she does, Chalitza Misafik. And if worse comes to worse, people misunderstand and think that she can do Yibum, fine, the Chazaka told us that she was able to do Yibum, so it's not so bad. Whereas by Gerushin, we can't say that, because again, the Chazaka would say that she's mutter to marry somebody else, and in fact, also to do Yibum. And when one aid, we can't use one aid to take away the Chazaka. So she's not going to require Chalitza, and there we don't even want her to do Chalitza again, because if we say Chalitza, then she might think Mitzia Benes. So there's different scenarios here versus the Mishnah in Gittin. So the Gemara asked me, "My demasnis in the hocha bevasachas." So how do you know, in fact, if you're telling me that the Mishnah over here was talking about bevasachas when there's sorry, not bevasachas, but bekachas. Sorry, I misread. Masnis not bekachas. You have one group of Edim, of which that group, one of them says one way and one says the other way. So therefore, we're talking about one group of Edim where one said one way and one said the other way. So the Gemara asked him, how do you know, in fact, that in our Mishnah, it's talking about one group? And the answer is Dumya de Kiddushin. It has to be because it's similar to the case of Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin b'katachas, af Gerushin b'katachas. When it comes to Kiddushin, we're talking about that there's a suffix in the sense that we have one aid says one way and one says the other way. Therefore, Gerushin, since they're both in the same Mishnah, has to be the same thing. Well, the question is, but Kiddushin gufayim umayda b'katachas. Well, how do we know about Kiddushin themselves that it's one group? Dumu b'beis kitei edim. Maybe, in fact, our Mishnah is also talking about that Kiddushin was two groups of Edim, one saying that she was Mekudosh, one saying that she was not. For example, again, the example in our Mishnah was he threw her the Kiddushin, and one group of Edim says, like we said, the Mishnah in Gittin, that it landed closer to her, and the other one says it landed closer to him. So how do you know that not? And the answer is, now here we have actually Rashi's Girsa versus the Girsa of most of the Rishonim. So Rashi's Girsa, which is how it's printed in the Gemara over here, is E Bebez Kite Edim. The answer is that if there were two groups of Edim, one saying that the Erva was Niskadish, and the other one that not, then Tisyabim Ve'en V'kach Klum. Then she could do Yibum, and there's no problem with it. Because, in other words, then the Mishnah wouldn't have to say V'loy Misyabemes. Because again, you have a chazaka to begin with that she's mutter to be miyabim. Because after all, we said there's a suffix whether he was Makadish Leia. So before he was Makadish Leia, Chana had a chazaka of being mutter for yibum. So now you're saying that. Just because there were edim, but fine, the two sets of edim contradict each other. So therefore, we can still leave it with a chazaka before, and we can say if she does yibum, then it doesn't matter. Gemara says, how could you say that? What do you mean? You have two Edim over here who say that it landed closer to her, and therefore that to Leia, and therefore that Leia's Kedushin are valid. You want to say that she should do Yibum and there's no problem? Fine, it's true you have two other Edim. But once you have two Edim saying one way, now you have a Suffolk Daraisa. How can you say Tisyabim Ve'en Bakakum? The true, and furthermore, b'shteki to edim nami sfeika dirabanan. Even actually, when you have two sets of edim, it would really only be a suffix dirabanan. So the Gemara is actually, so that's the thing. Tosfos and a number of the Rishonim have a problem with Rashi's explanation. For one thing, because the Gemara seems to be going almost min hakotzer lakotzer, from one extreme to the other. First, the Gemara is saying, in one line, it's saying, because you have two Edim that say it landed closer to her, therefore that makes it now, even though you have two other Edim the other way around, you have a suffix d'araisa, and then the very next line, the Gemara is saying, well, what do you mean? Two kite Edim is only a suffix d'rabanan. So Tosfos and a number of other Rishonim have a different girsa in the Gemara over here, and they explain that the Gemara was first talking about where there is only one group, and we would say because when there's two groups, then yeah, there's a suffix daraisa, but therefore when there's one group, then maybe we should say not because it might be confused with two groups. And then the Gemara is saying, okay, but how do we know to begin with that our Mishnah is talking about only one group, and we're saying it's only because of Gzeira Dirabanan? And so the Gemara is going back and forth according to that. So the Gemara is saying, even when there's two sets of Edim, you would say it's only Lachumra that she needs Chalitza, and if Tisyabim Ein B'Kachum, and now the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? Given that you have two Edim, it's not just a Suffolk Dirabonon like you assumed originally. It's actually a Suffolk Daraisa. So the Gemara continues, even when we have two Edim, really it's only a Suffolk Dirabonon. Because we say put two against two, meaning we have two Edim saying one way, two Edim saying the other way. Well, the Isha Ukma Chazaka, and therefore we still leave her in her Chazaka. Midi Dehave Anichsi De Bar Shatya, because this would be similar to the case of the Nechasim of Bar Shatya. Baal Shatya means a person who was sometimes, Baal Shatya is Meloshon Shoita. So this is a person who sometimes was a Shoita and sometimes was not. So he had, for example, epilepsy or something like that, where sometimes he was out of his mind and sometimes not. So the Baal Shatya Zabin Nirsi. So one time Baal Shatya sold some property of his. Now the question was, did it take place when he was of sound mind or not? Also, Beitreva Amri Kshu Cholim Zabin. Two Edim came and said that he did it when he was healthy, and therefore it's a valid sale. But also, Beitreva Amri Kshu Shoita Zabin. And the other two Edim came and said that he did it when he was a Shoita, and therefore his sale, therefore the sale is not valid. But Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, in that case, the Uki Tre Lahadi Tre put two Edim against two Edim, meaning they cancel each other out. The Ara Ukma Becheskas Bar Shatya. And then leave the land in the chazaka of Baal Shatya. So we see, in other words, that when we have two Edim against two Edim, then the chazaka still overpowers that. So therefore, why don't we say the same thing in our case? Even if we're talking about two sets of Edim, where one of them say that, in our Mishnah, in other words, so if we were to say that our Mishnah is talking about where there's two Kite Edim, and they're arguing about whether it landed Karev Loy or Karev Law, then in fact it would only be a Suffolk Dirabanan. Not like for a minute over there we thought that it might be a Suffolk Daraisa. And therefore, we still have the question, therefore, why are we making the distinction between if there's only one group of Edim as in our Mishnah versus if there's two groups of Edim as in the Mishnah and Gittin? It doesn't seem that it would be a difference. Either way, you have only a Suffolk Dirabanan, and the Chazaka should overpower that Suffolk. So in other words, the bottom line is that we're saying that Rabbah's answer doesn't work. The fact that Rabbah wants to say that there should be a difference between Kedushin and Gerushin, and only by Kedushin can we say that when there's a suffix, whether it landed closer to him or closer to her, does that require us to do Chalitza? And even that only on the grounds of Chumrah, and we're not worried again that Chumrah is going to lead to a Kula, because even if she does Yibum, fine, the Chazaka told us that she's allowed to do Yibum, whereas with Gerushin it's not so. On the contrary, the Chazaka would tell us that she's also to do Yibum, but that answer doesn't work, because ultimately we're saying that the Chazaka should overpower in either case, whether we have one set of Edom or whether we have two sets of Edom. So the Gemara answers, Ela Omar Abaya. So rather, Abaya gives a different answer. Yagid Olav Reya. He uses Yagid Olav Reya as a Loshana Posik from Eov. Literally, it means his friend will tell upon him. So in other words, Abaya is saying the fact that one half of the Mishnah mentions throwing and the other half doesn't mean anything. Tana b'kiddushin v'hu adin l'gerushin. We learn in our Mishnah about the case of Suffolk Korev Law is Suffolk Korev Law by Kedushin, you're meant to understand that it applies to Gerushin as well. And vice versa, Tana b'Gerushin v'hu adin l'Kedushin. In the second half of the Mishnah, when it talks about cases of Suffolk Gerushin, and it mentions, for example, the case where he wrote it out in his own hand, but there's no Edim on it, or there's Edim and there's no date, etc. So the same thing, those would apply also to a Shtar Kedushin. So in other words, Abaya is saying, the Mishnah is telling us four possibilities of suffix. It didn't list all four of them by each one. It listed some of them by Kedushin. It listed one of them by Kedushin. It listed three of them by Gerushin. But we're meant to understand that what you have in each half of the Mishnah applies equally well to the other half. So suffix Kedushin would be not only Zorak lo Kedushin, as in the Mishnah, but also if it was Kedushin with a shtar, then it was also Ksav Yod Ve'ein Olav Edim, or Yesh Olav Edim Ve'ein Beizman, etc. And vice versa, Suffolk Gerushin is not only the three that it mentioned in connection with Gerushin, but also the case of Suffolk Korev Loi, Suffolk Korev Loi. Omer Lei Rava, but Rava says, E Yagid Olav Rei, if that's how you're understanding the Mishnah, that each part is teaching us about the other part, well then, my zehu de katani. Then why does the Mishnah had used the expression zehu? The Mishnah had said zehu suffered kedushin and zehu suffered gerushin, implying that this is it, no others. So why does it say zehu? Ela Omar Rava. So Rava says no. What we can understand is a little bit different. Kol she yesh be kedushin yesh be gerushin. It's true. Whatever case we have of Suffolk Kedushin is also going to be a Suffolk by Gerushin. So therefore, yes, I agree partially with you, Abaya, that that when we say in the Mishnah that you have Suffolk Kiddushin, and one of those Suffolk Kiddushin is, and oh, actually the only one mentioned in the Mishnah is that he threw it, and we're not sure if it landed closer to him or to her. So fine, that is by Kiddushin. It's also by Gerushin, it's true. The Yesh B'Girushin, Masha'in B'Kiddushin. But vice versa is not true. The things that we say by Gerushin do not necessarily exist by Kiddushin. Because, as we're going to go on to explain, some of the cases that apply by Gerushin do not apply. They would not be a suffix by Kiddushin. V'zehu de Kiddushin, v'zehu de Gerushin lav davka. The fact that it says in both apps of the Mishnah, it says zehu suffix Kiddushin or zehu suffix Gerushin. So the one by Gerushin lav davka is not precise, because in fact there is one more case. Namely, we take the case of suffix Kiddushin and apply it to suffix Gerushin. It does have to mention Zehu by Kiddushin to imply that by Kiddushin, at least some of the ones mentioned by Gerushin do not apply. So therefore, it uses the word Zehu to be memayit them. So therefore, it uses Zehu at the end of the Mishnah in connection with Gerushin also, even though it's less precise over there, because in fact, all the cases of Kiddushin do apply to Gerushin. So in other words, the Rava is saying that we have we have altogether four cases of suffix in the Mishnah. All four of those can be made to apply to Gerushin. Only some of those four can be made to apply to Kiddushin. So v'zehu de Kiddushin l'mo'utimai. So then when it says zehu suffix Kiddushin, but so what is it coming to exclude? Which of the four cases? And the answer is l'mo'uti zman de lek of the Kiddushin. It comes to exclude the case. One of the cases we had in the Mishnah by suffix Gerushin is where the get does not have a date on it. Now that would not apply to Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, even if we don't have a date on the shtar Kiddushin, it doesn't matter. So in other words, so we would say that three out of the four cases apply to Kiddushin. When he threw it, and we don't know korev loy or korev law, or when it's in the husband's handwriting, but there's no edim at all, or where there's only one aid. So those, all of those would apply to Kiddushin, and all of those apply to Gerushin as well. Gerushin also has an additional one, namely where there's no date on it. So the Gemara asked him, "Name Malay Tiknu Zman b'Kiddushin." Okay, well, why indeed the Chachamim not make the takana that you need to have a date on a shtar Kiddushin? Now, when it comes to a get, the Gemara discusses in Gittin two reasons why the Chachamim were misakin that a get needs a date. Midar Raisa, it doesn't. Midar Raisa, all you need is you write out on the get Hareyat Muteras v'Chaladim, words to that effect, and therefore it's valid, and then you have edim on it. Midrabanan, you need to write a date on it. Now, the Gemara discusses in Gittin two reasons why. Number one is Mishum Peri, is because as long as the couple is married, the husband has the right to eat the produce or the profits or whatever from his wife's nechassim. So his wife brought into the marriage nichse melug that we're going to learn about. We're going to talk about them later on. We're going to talk about them in the next perek as far as the disposition of them before and during the yibum. So now the nichse melug, she owns the nechassim themselves, and the husband is entitled to payrus of them. So we need to know when he's not allowed to have payrus anymore. So we need to know when the get took effect. That's one reason the Gemara gives. The other explanation there in the Gemara is, and by the way, so we don't say in that case, well, it doesn't matter when the get was written, it matters when it was delivered. Rashi brings from the Gemara over there, because that opinion holds, once the husband decides to divorce his wife, then he loses the right to her payrus. So therefore, as soon as the get is written, which means that he's already pretty well determined to do that, then he already loses payrus. Now that's one opinion. The other opinion disagrees with that and says that in fact he does continue to have payrus until he actually divorces her. So therefore, that opinion says the reason is because what if he's married to, like we're saying in our Masechta, that he's married, for example, to his niece. Now, besides that she's his wife, she's also his niece, and therefore he loves her extra. Now, suppose that she's Mizana, he may try to cover up for it by giving her a get that was dated earlier, or even though not even dated earlier, that doesn't even have a date on it. And then he's going to claim, look, I already divorced her by the time she was Mizana, so she can't be Chayiv Misa. So now, therefore, the Chachamim made that you have to put a date and a get in order to prevent such shenanigans. So now let's apply that to Kiddushin. So I understand, according to the opinion, that you need a date and a get because of Paris. Well, you don't need a date in a Shtar Kiddushin because Arusa less the Peri, because anyway, and Arusa is not getting Paris anyway. The husband only starts getting Paris. And then the husband, and that doesn't mean she doesn't get Paris. It means that the Paris are not relevant. The husband doesn't start getting Paris until he actually marries her, not just during the Erusin. So therefore, there's no reason. So according to that opinion, there's no reason to write a date in a Shtar Kiddushin, because anyway, it's not going to make a difference. Until the Nisuin takes place, he's not eating Paris anyway. But according to the explanation is that he wants to cover up for his wife, who's also his niece, let's say, and that he wants to cover up for her and prevent her from being executed for Znus. Well, Liskin's man, why don't we make a takana that we should why don't we indeed make a takana that you should have to have the date written on the Shtar Kiddushin for the same reason. So he doesn't claim that the Znus took place before the Kiddushin. So the answer is Mishum de Ika de Makadish Bekaspa, because not everybody does Kiddushin with a Shtar. Many people do Kiddushin with Kesef. The Ika de Makadish Bishtara, and on the other hand, there are those who use a Shtar. Therefore, like Tokun Rabbanan Zman, so the Chachamim did not make a Takana of Zman, because anyway, it wouldn't be, because anyway, it's not as though there's always going to be a Shtar Kiddushin anyway. The Kiddushin may well be done with Kesef. As opposed to a get, there's only one way to do it, which is to write a get. So therefore, the Chachamim could make a uniform takana over there that you need a date on it. However, Omalet of Acha braided of Yosef or Ravashi, asked Ravashi, if that's the reason, Raha Abda, consider when you buy a slave, the Ika Dakoni Bakaspa, the Ika Bashtara, some people again buy them with money, some people with a shtar. And you also need to know about Paris, the Tokon Rabbanan Zman. And the fact is, the Chachamim made a takana to write a zman in all shtori mechira. So you know at what point you're entitled to Paris. Because after all, kol mashakona eved kona rabbi. So you need to know at what point the new master is entitled to the paidus of the eved. But they also have some people buy with a shtar. So the answer is hosam ruba b'shtara. The answer is when it comes to buying an eved, most people do it with a shtar. Which, by the way, Tosfos says we're not. Rashi had explained we're talking about just the shtar that you buy an eved. But Tosfos says, in that case, why are we mentioning specifically an Eved? You could mention any Shtar in Mecha Homemter. So Tosfos actually says, we're talking about a Shtar Shichru. The fact is, you need to know at what point is this Eved also to marry a Shivcha and Muto to marry a Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara is answering, therefore, that most people buy their freedom with a Shtar because they don't necessarily have enough money to pay for their freedom right then. So therefore, most of them do it with a shtar, so therefore, the Chachamim could make a takana that whenever you're writing a shtar for an eved, a shtar of buying an eved according to Rashi, a shtar of freeing an eved according to Tosfos, then you write a date in it because most of them are done that way anyway. Hocha ruba b'kaspa, when it comes to Kiddushin, most people do Kiddushin with money. So therefore, so the Chachamim weren't going to make a takana for the miut of cases that you should have to write a date in. Iboyesema, or another reason why we can say why the Chachamim were not masakin that you have to write a date even when you are using a shtar for kedushin. The reason would be mishum de la echshir, because there's no way to make it work. Hechi levin, because what do we do once we write the shtar? Lincha gabe dida. Should we leave the shtar in her possession? Well, then, if she's mezana, even if there's a date written on it, so mochgale, she'll just erase the date and then claim that that her znus took place before the shtar. She's going to say, look, there's no date on it now. You can't show when this kedushin took place. Linche gabe giday, should we leave it by the husband? Well, the same problem. Zimnin de basachoisehi. If his wife is also his niece, or machapa Allah, he's going to want to cover up for her, so he'll erase the date. Linche gabe edim, and should we say that we leave it in escrow by the edim? What good is that going to do? Edith Schivi, if they remember the date when the Kedushin took place, Leisu Lisud, then let them come and give Eidos, the Eloi. And if not, then what might happen is, if they don't remember, Zimnin de Chozo Miksava, they might see it on the paper, but also Misadi, and then they're going to come and give Eidos on that basis. But that doesn't work. Because the Torah says that they have to give Eidos on their own, not based on what they wrote. So they can't be reading the shtar and then giving Eidos on that basis. So there's no place where we can put a shtar kedushin where even if we write a date on it, there's no place where we can put it where the date is necessarily going to be safe. So the Gemara asks, "Yehochi begedushin nami neimahochi." No, then why don't we apply the same logic to a get? Why don't we say the same thing? What good does it do to put zman? And again, the question is, who are we going to put the get by that it's going to do us any good? So the answer is, "Hosam lach solad yidokoi." The answer is that when it comes to a get, the date in the get. Is the date in the get conceivably could save her. Meaning, in other words, like this. So if we didn't have a date at all, then we would say there's a suffix whether she was still married at the time of the znus or not, and a suffix wouldn't be enough to execute her. But now what we're saying is that if there's a date on the get, so Rashi explains that if Adim come and say that she's Mizana, if she doesn't bring a shtar that actually has a date from before that znus, then we're going to say that she has a chazaka of an Eishes Ish. As we said before, chazaka is a very powerful thing. So therefore, what's going to happen? So in other words, the Eidim come and say, let's say, that she was Mizana in Nissan. She's going to bring out a document that says, well, look, it had a date, but the date was erased. So therefore, I'm claiming that I was already divorced in Adar. And therefore, by the time of Nissan, I was unmarried, and therefore I'm not chayiv misa. We're going to say though, no good. I mean, you have a chazaka being an eishes ish. You want to cancel that chazaka. Bring us a shtar that actually has a date on it, not one where the date was erased and we can't tell when the date is, because of that's not enough to take away the chazaka. So now what we do is, now that we have a takana, that a get has to have a date on it, then that's the point. If she doesn't have a get with a date on it from before, then we're going to stick to the chazaka and we're going to say that she can be executed. As opposed to hocha, whereas in the case of kiddushin, l'choyva didyaka osi, the date of the kiddushin, convicts her. So therefore, so if the Chachamim say that you have to have Zman in it, and she's Mizana, then she's going to hide the Shtar or erase it. And after all, Chazaka would tell us that she was a Pnuya, and therefore she'd get away with it. So therefore, by Kedushin, it doesn't really do any good to require her to require a date on it, because anyway, she could easily erase it or alter it or whatever. Whereas by a get, so Rashi is learning that by a get, unless she actually has a get with the proper date on it before the time of the znus, then we are going to execute her on the basis of the chazaka. Which though, Tosfos and a bunch of other Rishonim disagree with that. Tosfos brings a Gemara in Gittin that seems to contradict that. And also, chazaka is a strong thing, but still she has a get in her hand after all. How can we say that we should execute her just because it doesn't have, just because we don't know when the date is? So Tosfos explains differently. She thinks, she knows like this, the fact that she has a get in her hand is going to exonerate her, because when the Eidim come and say she was Mizana, she can pull out the get and say, look, I'm not married anymore. Now, she doesn't know, or she thinks that if she tampers with anything in the get, then it's going to passel it. Well, since she wants to have that get in order to demonstrate that she was not married and that she's not chayiv misa, then she's going to be afraid to alter anything in the get, because she thinks that then the chum are going to declare it passel. So it's true that if she knew better and she were to erase the date, then she could get away with it, but she doesn't know that. And therefore, she doesn't know that, and therefore she's going to be afraid to tamper with it. So that's what it means. Lat solad yidokasi, not like Rashi explains that it means that the lack of a date in the shtar could save her, but rather the get itself, that the according to Rashi, the lack of the date itself in the shtar might in the get might save her, and we're saying that we're actually just the opposite. The date, when you have a date in it that's properly dated, then it saves her. According to Tosfos, the vote is the get as a whole saves her, and therefore she's afraid to tamper with it, as opposed to a shtar kedushin convicts her, because then she has a shtar kedushin in her hand. That means that she's a married woman, therefore whose nurse is going to make her chayav misa. So therefore she has every incentive to hide that shtar, or say, okay, so I don't have proof that I'm mekudesh. Very good. I don't want proof that I'm mekudesh, because then they're going to convict me. So therefore she might instead alter it and say, okay, if the chacham are going to say because it's altered, then it's possible. Fine. If they say it's possible, then so much the better. I mean, I'm in good shape over here. So that would be a difference why the chachamim did not make a takana of writing zman in a shtar kedushin, because it's not going to do any good anyway. Whereas by a shtar gedushin, by a get, again, according to Rashi, the vote is that if she comes to us with a get that does not have a date, we're going to say you have a chazaka of being an eshes ish, and that chazaka is reason enough to execute you. And according to Tosfos, the vote is that she would be afraid to tamper with the get, because then that based in is likely to say this is a possible get. You're still a married woman, therefore you're chayiv misa, and therefore she would be so. Therefore putting a date on a get is effective, because it makes it better that forestalls any of these possibilities. She won't remove the date, because if she removes the date, then the chacham are going to tell her this is in fact a possible get. And no good. You were still a married woman at the time, and if she and therefore, so there's therefore she's therefore that will make her afraid, and it'll make her to be mizana, think that she'll get away with it, and it'll make her husband not able to cover up for her by giving her a get without a date and claiming that it was from before. Okay. Shukriya, everyone.